while Orthodox Jewry continue to accept halakha as absolutely binding and based on revelation and on an ongoing chain of tradition, other groups within the community redefine their attitude towards the role of halakha in future Jewish life. And for instance, we're going to discuss some of these issues in our next lecture, but for purposes of understanding the role of halakha, we should note that, for instance, conservative Judaism in the United States today also accepts the binding nature of Jewish law, but it qualifies this by stressing the ongoing historical development of that law and the frequent need to reconcile it with new realities. And conservative Judaism really takes a middle position between Orthodoxy and between Reform, because Reform Judaism would stress the central role of the prophets, of the ethical teachings of the Bible, and it would no longer consider the halakha in its historical frameworks to be binding. Yes, it was one of many expressions of the Jewish spirit through the ages, but that Jewish spirit is constantly reinventing itself, is constantly redefining itself to meet new realities, whereas the halakha is, quote, frozen. And so what you have here then are apparently two somewhat more extreme positions, the Orthodox position, which would say, very frankly, that adherence to halakha is the ultimate sign of faith and of commitment to Judaism. Once you undermine halakha, the role of God is questioned in the whole process. You have the Reform approach that says that this halakha achieves all the wrong goals. It achieves a goal of distancing. Not only that, it achieves a goal of freezing people in a reality that no longer is relevant to modern times. And then you have conservative Judaism, which is trying to, or which suggests that halakha is binding regardless of whether that halakha was issued by God literally to Moses. Because, as they would have said, and this is maybe the major difference between conservative Judaism and Orthodox Judaism, conservative Judaism would say the law was issued by God through Israel. In other words, Israel was a medium through which the law would be developed, and as a result, the operative word would be development, history, whereas the Orthodox would probably say the law was not issued through Israel, the law was given to Israel. In other words, it was a corpus, it was a complete legal system given by God, and Israel must adhere. Now, this will have tremendous influence on the subsequent development of Jewish history in future generations as well. Because ultimately, and we're going to allude to this immediately in our next lecture, ultimately the question will be, are we not redefining what Judaism is? If for two millennia, halakha was considered to be the standard for defining Judaism, and now you have a group, or groups, like the Karaites maybe, like the Sadducees maybe, for whom halakha is not the ultimate definition, does that create, or will that create, the ultimate schism within the community? Will that, in fact, create two distinct communities? Because matters of faith, and this is something we tend to overlook, matters of faith are given to individual perceptions. Matters of faith can never be legislated. You cannot force people to believe. But you can require that people behave in a particular manner if they want to be part of the community. And if they misbehave, they might be punished. But once there is an alternative behavioral system, then the question is, how are these various communities linked to one another? Quite frankly, this is one of the great challenges to Judaism as we speak today.